Every estate in Leitrim or across the country, every estate would have access to salt or grit in boxes. And the trouble is, it's Leitrim County Council, it's like every other local authority. Nobody wants to put their hand in the pocket and deliver it. And all you hear about is the residents' associations. Well, the residents' associations are defunct in an awful lot of cases. And I can speak, you know, from my own area, that they're no longer in existence because they were set up in 2006 or 2007. Then we had the crash. And then everything was left on the residents to mow lawns, to do all lighting, to do all these, you know. They've fallen apart as a result of it. And you cannot go and knock on a door of a house that's struggling even to pay the rent or pay the mortgage in it and ask them for money for grit. I think it's something that should be a given. But we will have to look, even in my own area, to see is there any way that we could do some local fundraising or something that we can get in some boxes, especially near preschools and areas where they definitely need it.
Yeah, and the local people, they will spread them themselves once the material is there. There will be people, hopefully, that will come out and maybe do it.
Well, I've seen that, and I've got to thank them most sincerely. A number of people got involved when there was grit drop for local roads there, when there's roads that the council can't get to, and they dropped it at designated places. And I got to thank some of the local people that put their link box on their tractor and whatever and gritted the roads. So, like, it will happen. It happened in the estates. There's always people that will step up, but you cannot expect the same people to put their hands in the pockets all day because they ain't got the money.
Yeah, and it's often been a criticism of this country that, you know, the slightest fall of snow and everything comes to a standstill. At least if the raw materials was there, that gives the public a chance to mobilise in response to it.
Yes, of course it is. And the other place I should have mentioned was even the Four Masters School in Kinloch. It's the largest, second largest school in the county. And actually that road isn't gritted. So they had, luckily they had salt there. They were able to use some salt, but they need more. They needed more salt. Do you know what I mean? So it's something that needs to be addressed. And hopefully now we see a bit of frost again, but hopefully that we can get the people can get around without any serious injuries, because that bad black ice in that time in December, there were a number of local people had accidents. They fell and broke their arm or fracture or their foot, and then there was an awful lot of cars running off the road as well.